Sissy, who was not. Sissy didn't take well to daylight. When she was born, her mother said her eyes had narrowed to a lost horizon. That was also the day the soldiers had arrived. Lace boot tight in the moonlight they came. Into our village. Into our lives. Us. Time rolled on like a great long river, carrying with it the debris of all our lives. We didn't name it as an occupation at first. Not till the current overtook. War makes frightened children of us all. And there are rules to war. There have to be rules to war. If not, how would it survive? Who would feed and clothe it? It would be we who would sustain those men who planted themselves among us over the many years to come. The ones born at that time they grew, competing with those strangleweeds for light. But not Sissy. That girl! The women would shake their heads. I am a mountain today, Mama, she would say. And the other children would sit in her shade as she breathed in her brothers, those ranges, far to the east. They learnt their lessons each day in the square, the boys sweet and keen as bugs hopping in the noonday sun. And in the night, when Sissy could see best, she would feel things. Other creatures, watching their prey, and those that preyed upon them, match ready, soul asunder. Eventually, all those bug-hopping boys began to grow. Less boy, more man, with every passing year. The soldiers made a challenge of them, one by one. And finally, war became something we understood. It lay a poisoned heart in each mouth. And the girls, they watched the girls. Slope of breast, nape of neck, turn of wrist. A blackened dance, a blonde demon, no air. Sissy, cutting each of them with her stare. Her mother, unable to hide her diamond among the snarl tight infestation of thieves. Sissy didn't make any goodbyes. There was nothing she could say. Her mama knew. It had just been a case of when. That was all. Stealing through her window, dressed by the dark and calling to her brothers, the faraway mountains, she moved noiselessly into the dank tangle of the forest. She ran and ran, scent strong, acrid. She sniffed, teeth burred. When predator meets prey, we all know, don't we? The full force of his body hit her cheek like a hardened kiss. She went down fast on all fours, each body blow like the shutter of a lens for Sissy. She snapping each shot, he acting without words, smashed and bloody, she began to grow. Her neck arched, her eyes narrowed deep inside her. Her mind made its own decision. It burnt her up, the white heat of that thought, and she let it. After fire clean, she looked around. He lay what was left in small pieces, like little black charred seeds. She picked them up, sniffed them deeply, and put them in her pockets. Patting them gently, she turned heel. A grey mist carried in the dawn. The soldiers were at a loss without their leader. A clan of little boys. Daddy gone and no word. He couldn't have left them. The townsfolk. They must have done something. They must have taken him. They must know. They. Marching fast, kicking open each door, dragging and pulling, bayonets, fists, spitting orders. They were rounded in the open. Trembling on knees, the townsfolk watched as Sissy skipped into the square. So pretty with her song voice, tapping her little pockets in time to her beat. So benevolent her smile as she began to grow and grow and grow. Her brothers sent her a caress on the wind, and she shook out.